Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Bree from Virginia Beach.
Bree, ooh, I love that name. What can we do for you?
I definitely have some dirty work for you guys.
Well, you called the right place. This is the only station that does it. Got to give it to us.
So I've been dating a guy. His name is Justin, and everything is great. Nothing's wrong with him, but I think his sister, who he's really close with, is trying to sabotage our relationship.
Oh, no, it's nothing like a sister trying to always make the right decisions for her brother. Keep going.
I'm not sure if it's because she likes the girl that he was with before me, or maybe she just doesn't like me, but I'm just getting this weird vibe that every time we go to like a family thing or like a birthday or they have, every Sunday they do like dinner at his parents' house, she's just been dropping these little signs that she's just not a fan of me.
Well, that's super unfortunate. I mean, you know, like, if I get it, the family's close, but, like, you've not done anything to her at all for her to give you this feeling. That's definitely not a fun feeling to have, to know that your boyfriend, who you really, really like, sister, is acting weird, and you can feel it. Because it's, what is it? It's called a woman's intuition?
Yes, we definitely have woman's intuition. You have to listen to it.
So you think there is something? So she's onto something,
right? She's onto something.
And I just wanted to find out if there's something I've said or something I've done. But I was wondering if you guys could give her a call and see if, you know, I don't know.
Okay, so if everything's good between you and Justin, have you brought it up to him that there's some weird vibe with his sister?
Well, yeah, I did. I asked him straight up. He said, oh, that's just my sister. She's really protective.
Ah, Natalia, you know that is. That's called the good old downplay. The good old don't worry about
yeah,
it. Just keep it moving.
Shoveling it away.
Yep.
But yeah, if you guys could do that, it'd be great. Because I, like I said, I don't know. But, and if I ask her straight up, then I think she's going to lie to me. Because that's just the type of person she is. She's not going to be confrontational.
Okay, so you've asked a boyfriend, Justin. Now, you don't want to ask her because she's not confrontational, so she'll think she'll lie to you. Natalia, I actually have an idea. She says, you know, that they, you know, always have family dinners and stuff like that. So I actually saw something at a restaurant that I went to last night of a way you can, like, win free meal. So I think I have a way to trick her to see something.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to a Patty, please?
This is Patty.
Hey, Patty. So your phone number came across my desk because somebody either filled out your name or maybe you recently have dined at and all you have to do is answer three easy questions about your family, and you're going to get a $100 gift card to come eat at any garden in Hampton Roads.
I don't really do surveys. I just, you know, because if I do one, the next thing you know, you guys put my phone and that call log.
Actually, we're not a national. We're actually our local. We're right off of Lynn Haven Parkway in Virginia Beach, so you won't be on no call log, and it's literally three questions, and you win a $100 gift card. It's really simple, and it's fast, I promise.
It's just three questions? Sure, that's fine. Just good.
Okay, great. I'll make this easy. So question one, do you have family members, and is it a big family, small family, and do you all live in the Hampton Roads area?
Yes, I have a big family, and they all live in the area. Yep.
See, question one down. All right, question two, you say you have a big family, they all live here. Are you an only child? Do you have a brother? Do you have a sister?
I am the older sister to a brother and two other sisters. So there's four of us total.
I told you this is easy. Two questions down. Yep. So we got one more question.
Oh, this was easy. Okay. Yeah. And what do I get?
You get a $100 gift card to any in Hampton Roads.
Ooh. Gotta love some breadsticks. Okay, what's the last question?
All right, so this might be the harder question, and you don't have to say any names. Right this moment, with everything going on in the country and the world and just football and full gear, Is there anybody in the family that's really not getting along, or maybe someone that's just getting on your nerves?
Is there anybody in the family that just is not getting along right now because of whatever reason? Well, we don't really talk politics, and we all have a different taste of music, but no, actually, everyone in my family I really get along with. We're all pretty close.
Well, that's good. So what about, like, maybe not, like, in your immediate family, maybe, like, a cousin or a distant relative or, I don't know, maybe, like, a husband or a wife of one of your siblings?
You know, now you say it. My brother has a new girlfriend that she is just not, she's not one of our circle.
Ooh, so your brother's girlfriend you just don't like. Any particular reason? I mean, is it just your personal preference, or is, like, the family feel the same way?
His last girlfriend, it took us a minute to get along with, but he's, I don't know where we found this one, but she's just boring and she's frumpy.
Oh no, you said the word frumpy. That's shots fired there.
And she just doesn't bring nothing to the table, and we just kind of, like, stare at her like, why are you here? I know that sounds mean, but...
I mean, it is kind of mean. You're called a frumpy, but, I mean, I guess you really want this gift card, so you really don't like this girl.
Yeah, she should just really get lost.
Wow, really just get lost. Okay, well, maybe you should just tell your brother. I don't know, tell a family member, because it seems like you've got a lot of built-up hate towards this young lady.
I know that sounds horrible, but you don't have to like everybody. And he's not married to her, thank God.
Well, okay. Yeah, well, that's all three questions. I have a feeling you're not going to be inviting your brother's girlfriend to this dinner at Garden. But yeah, so, okay, well, that's it for me.
All right. Yeah, so just stay on the line and I'll give you my info.
No, actually, I already have all your info.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You already have it.
Yep. So enjoy this free food, and thanks for answering those questions.
Like I said, who would love, some breadsticks and some salad from that was easy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.